Hello.
Good morning, Billy. How are you today?
I'm good, mate. Yeah.
That's good. I'm very well. Thank you very much. I do apologize. I'm not listening to that call yesterday. I appreciate you being available first thing.
It's okay.
How did your call go yesterday? Everything all good?
Yeah. I was just needing bank statements for this month or something. So.
Yeah. Yeah. No, fair enough. At least it weren't too much hassle for you.
I tried to phone you back, but obviously your office was closed after I came off the phone to my lawyer. I tried to phone you back yesterday, but...
Yeah, no, that's why I just showed you the message just to say I'll catch you first thing. Because I jumped on my last call of the day, and then it was just more convenient to call you back this morning with more time.
Able to go through a few things.
So just to remind yourself, obviously these calls are recorded for training and quality purposes. I am also part of the investigation team here at MMA Legal. So what my role is here is to basically gather and build the best picture I can about yourself and as much knowledge as I can.
Yeah.
So I can present your case to the Scottish Government then. So I know about your time and care. And so also I'm mainly wanting to know from my side of things is how that has affected you from being in care and if it still affects you today. Alongside obviously getting a little bit more further information so we can send off a request for some records. And then I'll tell you a little bit about the process of how it's all going to go. And then, by that point, you'll be able to enjoy a nice Friday morning.
Yeah, okay.
Perfect, Billy. Just want to start off by obviously gathering knowledge about yourself. Are you currently dealing with any mental health issues at the minute, sir?
No, not really, no.
Okay. Okay, have you in the past, have you been on any antidepressants, anything like that?
Yeah.
And how long ago was that?
It's been probably about 6 years ago, kind of. I lost my dad about 6 years ago, kind of went off the rails after that.
Yeah. Was you close to your dad, was you?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. It's not the nicest losing a parent. I understand it, do you know what I mean? Okay. And obviously besides that, obviously when you come out of care, anything like that, you know,
I've come out of care, I've been in and out of jail. So basically institutionalised, basically, you know what I mean? Because I didn't care any different to be out here. This is probably the longest I've probably been out of trouble. 6 years now, but I was just in jail there. I was just in jail January to April there. That was for a case from 2024, you know what I mean? I just done a jail sentence just the last few months there.
Yeah. And what have you been going to jail for since care?
It's just like offensive weapons and stuff like that. Just stupid stuff, kind of just stuff you'd think it should be well past Malcolm Ferry. Well, I'll be 35 and I'm still going to be like I'm 16, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I understand that, you know, the care system does, you know, affect people in many ways.
I went to being like a secure unit, basically for the secure unit, I went basically like that young offenders institution, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And ever since then, I've been in and out of the jail, pretty much, it's just the arm of life, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I understand that. When was it that you first went to prison? What year was it?
Well, when I was 17, I think, or 18, that would have been 2000, and, well, I'm 35 now, so,
2011, 2012,
okay. I just got out of the jail on 10th of April there. I just done a sentence there.
Right, okay, yeah, no. Obviously, yeah, you've been in and out of, you know, prison or young offenders institutions before you went, obviously, to the adult prisons. It doesn't affect your redress scheme in any way, and in some cases it can strengthen the case, because it obviously...
Me and my brother and my sister and that have all got a case together here, and I was speaking to him yesterday, and he says, tell them about being in the jail, because it'll probably make it better for you, you know what I mean? So that's what I'm telling you, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I do, I understand that. I do. Obviously, I know you mentioned, obviously, you've been in jail for offensive weapons and stuff like that, but obviously I just do need to clarify, you haven't, or have you been in jail for, you know, attempted murder, rape, sexual abuse, anything like that?
No, nothing like that. No, that's what I'm saying. It's just stupid stuff. It's like stuff that you would do when you were 16, you know what I mean? When you're 35 and you're about to get married and that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. No, just obviously for me understanding, because there is some sort of criteria when it comes to prison sentences or charges.
I've never done any longer than 6 months in the jail at a time.
Never done longer than 6 months, okay.
No.
All right, no, that's fine. Clients has been...
It's been a man sentence, like we sentences, a man's we sentences, him. It's been stupid stuff, mate, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I understand that. Just going to make a note of it, obviously, because as I said, the more knowledge I know about your case and can build, the better, so I don't want to miss any, like, little details, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Price has been charged with offensive weapons. Excuse me. But never been charged or... Sorry, arrested or charged. Never been arrested or charged for attempted murder or any sexual offences. Okay, sir. And, Do you drink any alcohol or take any drugs at all?
No, I'm drug free. I'm diabetic, so I'm totally drug free. But I do occasionally go to the pub, and I'm not going to lie. I do occasionally go to the pub.
Yeah, no, of course. That's standard. That's part of being a fella growing up, isn't it?
Yeah. It's not as if I go every day or go every weekend. Or I just go when I go, and just then I feel like I'm.
Yeah.
You know, we drink a lot. It's not every day or not every weekend or nothing like that.
Yeah. Do you go to, like, what? Do you go and watch any football or anything?
Support my local team, Dundee, so...
You support Dundee as well, lad?
Yeah, so, even when I go to Dundee games, it's not as if I drink every time I go to Dundee games. Sometimes I just drink juice and that kind.
Yeah, yeah, no, of course. It's just being involved in the atmosphere as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, and obviously one question I do have to ask you, buddy, and I am sorry in asking it, as I said, this is so I can gather the best knowledge that I can about yourself. Have you ever tried to self-harm or take your own life, sir?
No.
Okay. Okay. Am I able to grab... the details of your GP practice, please.
My what?
Your doctors, where you registered at.
Yeah, I'll need to actually come up. I'll need to go and find it actually. If you need the, what, do you need the full, like, address and postcode or anything? Yeah.
No, just the name of your practice.
Oh, the Erskine practice, Dundee.
Erskine.
The Erskine.
So is that ESKIN?
No, the ER, Erskine.
Erskine.
Practice, Dundee.
Okay, let's have a little look. Yeah, so that's Arthur Stone Medical Centre.
Yeah, that's it, mate. There's two doctors in the one building, though, so the Erskine and there's Arthur Stone, but mine's just the Erskine side, yeah.
Okay, yeah, so I'll get that. And I won't get confused with the other. Okay. Client is currently registered And how long have you been registered there for?
Only that's my new doctor's, mate. It's only been this year. Like, within the year, within the last year.
Yeah. And was and before that, do you remember where you was previously registered?
I can't really remember the name of it. It was just a tiny wee doctor. I can't remember the name of it. The Erskine practice would be able to tell you. I can't remember the name of it.
Okay. So when you signed up to your new doctors, did you sign a disclosure to carry your medical records over?
Yeah, I would have done, yeah, because I'm diabetic and that, so yeah, I would have, so my medical records would have followed me if I'm diabetic and that, so I would have had to, yeah.
Of course, yeah, no worries. Okay, so when it comes to your care settings, just in order, where was you first placed?
I'm not too sure, because when I was younger, I had meningitis. I've had brain loss and that from meningitis and that. I've been here from when I was 3 months old, mate.
Okay.
My brother Michael, he's the leader of this for me because of my brain loss and that, so you better probably phone in Michael, ask Michael to speak, because he's meant to speak for me on this. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I was in care from us 3 months old, mate.
Yeah. No. Well, I've made a note of that anyway. And reading over your statements, it is labelled in there as well. So we have got that information. Obviously, because you know it's such a young age. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
I'm still got brain loss to memory to this day, mate. I couldn't tell you what happened 2 weeks ago, man.
Yeah, and you said that you had meningitis, was it?
Yeah. I nearly died from meningitis when I was younger, yeah, when I was like 6 months old or something, yeah.
Oh, wow, sir. It's definitely a pleasure to still be speaking to you, I'll tell you that. Okay, so yeah, there's no memory at all of any names of the care homes, anything like that?
No, yeah, I gave one there. I was in a care home for 10 years. But I just couldn't tell you what year of that, mate. I was still in primary school anyway. Yeah. I got put in when I was in one for 10 years.
All right, that's fine. When I chat to your brother or anything like that, I'll run through it with him. And then is it better for yourself, Billy, if someone relays the information to you and just does it? Does the memory then come back, or?
Not really.
Okay. Just obviously, so I've got an understanding myself on obviously how to go about things with yourself.
Yeah, because if you check with the doctors, the doctors in the hospital and all that, they'd be able to tell you how many times you're from that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. No, that's fine. I'm not saying I don't believe you. I'm just trying to how to navigate
yourself. I'm saying my brother's who you're better speaking to. He knows everything.
He knows everything. Yeah. No, that's fine. It's only because obviously I get that information from your brother, but I just didn't know whether it was best to relay the information to yourself and be like, you know,
you're better seeing him than he speaks to me. And I understand what he's saying. If he speaks clearer, I understand what he's saying. I mean, I knew him in my life, so. Understand what he's saying. He's sometimes got to speak slow or whatever it is, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I understand that.
Well, he's got to say a couple of things, like he's got to say it over and over again until I can register it, can I mean?
Those, yeah.
And then he'll tell me something then, a couple of days later, and then I'll forget it, and he'll tell us again, Ken.
Yeah, no, I understand that. Okay. And so was you in care with your brother throughout the whole time of being in the care system?
Not together, but we were both in care at the same time all the way through, yeah. But not always together.
Yeah. So once we do request for your medical records and your care setting records, when we do receive them, would you like them records to be shared with yourself at all?
Yeah.
Okay.
The woman who I spoke to, is it Billy?
Yeah, Billy. Yeah.
She says she's going to send a copy of it to me.
Yeah. Well, I don't understand why Billy's actually said that, to be honest, because it's not exactly. So it's not. We can send them by all means, but it's not. She said,
"Would you like a copy of them?" And she said, "Yeah," to that part.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Okay. Yeah. So what happens is obviously when we receive your records back, we go through them with you. In regards to sending a copy of them, I think by all means we can. No,
maybe that's what she meant then. Maybe that's what she meant. Like, she'll go over them and maybe I've picked
yeah.
it up wrong then, yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, no, because that's what we do. We have requests for the records, and then when they come back, we give you a call and we go through your medical records and, you know, take out the information from there. Obviously,
yeah,
that's,
okay,
that's,
yeah, yeah, yeah. I've obviously just picked it up wrong, yeah.
No, that's not a problem, sir. Right. We're human, aren't we? We're all human.
Yeah.
Client would like a copy of...
No, I'm not wanting a copy. I just thought that's what she said. I'm not wanting...
No, sorry, that was...
Yeah,
I haven't had enough coffee to wake up yet. I do apologise.
No, I'd rather just go through it with somebody that could read it. I mean, see, I can't read or write or that. I'm dyslexic as well. I can't read or write or anything.
Yeah. That was the shit with... Okay. Go to that one. Alright, so Billy, what I'd like to inform you of is obviously this journey that you and I are about to embark on. This is going to be around about a 6 to 12 month journey. So what will happen in the meantime is every 4 to 5 weeks I'll be giving you an update on how the case is progressing, where we're at, what we're doing. What we like to get for yourself is an official apology, recognised apology from the Scottish Government for obviously the abuse or trauma that you've suffered in care, and then also fight for some financial compensation for yourself as well.
Yeah.
This case does get put forward to an independent panel in the Scottish Government, but it is all done behind closed doors, so you or I don't have to attend anyway when this case is being conducted. But what I will be informing you of is when the date of the hearing will be and also the conclusion of the case as well.
Yeah, okay.
All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to take one step back, Billy, and just go over the funding options with yourself. Now, I know Billy may have gone over these options with you, but I just have to, again, I do apologise for my compliance team. Once I've gone through this, I'll then formally ask you whether you'd like to proceed using MMA Legal as your law firm moving forward. And then I can send you on your way to have a nice Friday. Friday morning then.
Yeah.
Okay, buddy. So when it comes to the Scottish Redress application, there's always three funding options that are available to yourself. Option one is that you can apply to do this application yourself without a solicitor or a law firm representing you. And what that means is that's just you gathering your own evidence and present your own case to the Scottish Government. Option two is you can instruct a different solicitor or law firm in England or Scotland who participate in the government legal fee scheme, where they are paid £2,000 per case by the Scottish Government So whether you win, lose or draw the case, that this is what they're paid out to handle your case. But only with that option is that you don't pay any fees. With ourselves being option three, we're a private and independent law firm. We don't like to take handouts from the Scottish Government, but we do work on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if for whatever reason the case didn't go in our favour, we won't come and chase you for any financial fees and put any financial stress or burden on yourself. Obviously, when and if the case does go in our favour, we do take a percentage of 16% plus VAT, which is capped at 19.2%. So it doesn't matter the compensation that you do get and deserve. We never come chasing for more. We obviously just want to be paid for what we've done for your case and how we've presented your case.
Yeah.
So with them three options being read to yourself, Billy, are you happy to use MMA Legal as your law firm moving forward?
Yeah.
Perfect, sir. Thank you very much. Okay, and before I do let you go, Billy, is there any questions for myself at all?
No, mate.
All right, perfect. Well, don't forget, save this number. As I said, my name's Adam.
Yeah, I've saved it, yeah.
Perfect.
And, saved your mobile, is that your mobile number as well? You text me, yeah.
No, that's just our in-house computer, text.
All right, okay.
So
I saved that under your name anyway. I saved under, all right.
Ah, perfect. Okay. Perfect. Well, yeah, as I said, the firm, if you've got any questions or anything like that by the time I do get in contact with yourself, you're more than welcome to just either send me a WhatsApp or give me a call.
That's perfect. I'll
happy assist you, no problem.
Thank you, mate.
Not a problem, Billy. Thank you very much for your time.
Bye-bye, mate. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Bye, mate.